It is 47 minutes after 7 o'clock, 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Just giving little different time checks there, James, so everyone knows exactly what time it is.
Exactly what time.
Oh, lost your microphone there.
I had the wrong one.
Okay.
The other one was, I don't know why it was all the way over here. Anyways,
hey, it's Monday, man. Yep. The gremlins come in over the weekend and move things around, right?
Yeah,
everything's moved around. January 12th already, middle of the month almost. Pretty mild weather all week. Going to be a little breezy, though, a little windy, especially tomorrow. 45-mile-an-hour winds possible in the afternoon, but kind of windy. I'm getting tired of the wind.
Yeah, it's not the best thing in the world.
So, how did you do over the weekend, James, in football picks?
I'm now in second place.
I know you are. Yep. I noticed that this morning. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday. Man, did Josh Allen get the living bejeebies kicked out of him?
That's why I'm in second place. I did not think they would win that game.
Wow. Man.
Put the team on his back once again.
I know, right? And he got beat up. Almost a concussion. He got sat on. He got his leg twisted. His other one that was sore from the other one. I mean, the dude just got kicked.
Dude, you get messed around.
Man, unbelievable. Crazy weekend NFL, but we'll talk all about that. We got one more game tonight, and you can listen to it on 106.3 FM, Fox Sports. And what do you think on that one, James? You going to stay with your picks? You going to move away?
I'm going Houston. I don't think I'm going to move away from that. That one I was pretty confident on.
Okay. All right. They're playing pretty good. But who knows? Today.
But who knows?
January 12th. William Lee Golden, country singer. You know him from the Oak Ridge Boys. They were here in Sheridan, 87 today. Went to that concert. Pretty, really good. Ricky Van Shelton, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
74 today. Radio, TV personality, Howard Stern, 72 today.
Okay.
Rob Zombie, singer, director.
Yep.
61 today. On the date book, 1773, America's first public museum is opened in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
1912, Washita, Idaho, records the state's lowest temperature reading. It was minus 47 degrees in Idaho.
Wow.
In 1912. Ow. That's bone breaking.
Yes, it is.
Bone.
That's really cold.
Bone crunching is in the 30 belows, I call it. And then bone breaking is below 40s.
Yeah.
1929, America's longest railway tunnel. Pretty amazing. 8 miles completed through the Washington Cascade Mountains on this date. 1929. 1957, he was shaking it up. Elvis Presley records All Shook Up. 1957, it was scandalous, man. Mm-hmm. Scandalous. 1966, yep. Batman.
People were not thrilled with that.
No.
With Elvis.
No.
Which is funny, because it's like, you listen to that song and you're like, this is what they're upset about.
I know.
I'm all shook up that they're shook up over the song.
Yeah. 1966, Batman the TV series debuted on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam White, he passed away recently, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Just sad.
1971, All in the Family debuted on CBS. Rob Reiner recently passed away, was on that show, All in the Family. I don't think he'd get away with putting a show like that back on the air.
Probably not.
Jeez. You look back at some of those old episodes and you go, wow. Okay. Today, clean off your desk day, James.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
All right, well. It's hard for you because it's going to get filled back up.
I know it does. Hot tea day.
Okay.
You like hot tea?
No. I'm not a tea guy whatsoever.
You don't drink tea at all, do you?
Nope. Never have. Well, not never have. I've tried it, but nothing. It all has that tea taste that I don't enjoy, which is part of the problem.
Okay.
I just don't like the taste of tea.
You want a few tidbits on tea?
Sure.
Adding a splash of milk to hot tea will reduce the staining effect that the drink has on your teeth.
Oh, okay.
Tea is widely... I don't know if I want to put milk in my tea. Tea is most widely consumed beverage in the world after water.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have... Well, that makes sense. In the world, for sure.
Yeah. How long should you steep hot tea?
How long should I what?
Steep it.
I don't know what that means.
Put the tea bag in and
oh.
make all that steep. Okay.
2 minutes.
3 to 5.
Okay.
Is the most common. If you like it bitter, go for the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little less, 3 to 5. Tea bags were originally invented by accident. When a tea merchant sent samples in small silk pouches to customers.
Hmm.
And customers mistakenly dropped the entire pouch into the water. And they're going, Whoops. Hey, this is great.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was all done by accident.
It only started one of the most profitable and insane, you know, businesses in the world.
There you go.
Making tea.
Hey. Yolanda Beltrão turns 115 tomorrow. It's
wow.
her birthday. She's not the oldest living one. The oldest living one is 116, Ethel Caterham in the UK.
Okay.
But Yolanda has a dozen grandchildren, 2 dozen great-grandchildren, 2 dozen great-great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-great-grandchild.
Wow.
Secret to her longevity, eat a variety of foods.
I feel like they all have secrets, but...
I don't know if any of them work or not, but...
No, well, I remember one not too long ago was like... I can't remember I think she was an American lady or something like that. And she said she had like 2 or 3 Diet Cokes a day or something like that. And I was like, all right.
I know, right?
Whatever works. It is just kind of a crapshoot at this point.
I think it's all genetics, man.
Yeah.
It's all genetics. All right. Good tip from Life Hack people. If you're not sure how to connect with someone you've just met, okay,
mm-hmm.
Robbie Samuel suggests you pay them a compliment about what they're wearing. So if you want to get in good with it, you say, nice jacket or stylish sunglasses or that's a great tie. Or those earrings are amazing. And stay away from that one. But that to me is a little over the top to me, you know. I don't know. But anyway, compliment them. And you'll start things off in good terms.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Believe that.
Yeah. So, and then if you want to remember their name, you got to kind of associate them with something or something else, like whatever's in the room or whatever. So they say that's a great way to do it. Also, repeating it in your head after you meet them and shake their hand. Repeat their name to yourself 3 times. And then in the conversation, repeat their name again while you're saying, hey, James. Oh, yeah. Oh, James, that's a good one. Yeah, say their name. And you'll remember them.
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't had a good lottery story for a while, James, right?
It's true. Well, the winners hadn't been won. It hadn't won in a while.
No one won anything. Well, a man from Michigan just won $32 million.
Jeez.
He said he's been using the same set of numbers for 20 years. Started playing the lottery.
That feels like, well, I mean, I guess he's right now, but that feels like a bad way to go about it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't want to wait 20 years. He's been using the same numbers. 02, 03, 12, 15, 16, 33. He's been doing it. He says, I wasn't going to change it. He says, I figured my time was going to come, and it did. $32 million.
Who am I to judge? The guy won, so.
He won. Man from Taiwan sued his neighbors over the rude pet bird they had, complaining the pet's cursing inflicted emotional stress and injuries on him. Man claimed the neighbors taught their pet to insult him after he complained to the police that they were too loud. So the bird would call him, hey, clueless.
Nice. Got him.
You're a big mouth idiot.
Dang.
Jeez. Whenever he'd leave the house, the bird was out. The bird's harsh words caused him distress. He sued. Suing, I should say. Okay, now I never thought about this, but this is something that you need to be cognizant of. A birthday celebration almost ended in disaster when sparklers on a cake ignited the hydrogen-filled balloons, resulting in a fireball above the cake and everyone else. No one hurt. She blew out the flames. The hot tips of the sparklers came in contact with the hydrogen balloons. Ignition.
It's
video shows flames surging as guests moved away. No one hurt. Careful of that. You know, you never think about that.
That's true. Especially hydrogen. That stuff will...
Right.
You go up very quickly.
Dang. If you want to be part of Bill fans that want a piece of Highmark Stadium as they begin to, when they begin demolishing it, memorabilia expert Brandon Steiner says, hey, Collectibles Exchange are partnering with the county to sell the urinals.
Yeah, they're selling everything.
They're selling everything. The iconic and quirky men's room urinals.
They're troughs. That's the quirk. They're literally troughs.
They're selling the seats for $550 each, pieces of the turf.
$550 each.
You're right. And they're selling the turf for $100 a square foot.
I would think about that. The seat for $550 is insane. Yeah.
Well, got to try to make your money back somewhere.
Yeah, the Bills are really struggling trying to make their money back.
What is that stadium? How many billions of dollars?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay. Per person, the residents of Hungary consume more of this than any country in the world. Belgium is second. The U.S. is third. What do we consume?
What was first again?
Who Belgium. Was first? Yeah, Hungary.
Hungary. Well, that
Hungary
makes sense.
Hungary is first. Belgium second. Or third.
I want to say waffles, just because it's
soda.
Funny. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hungary. Yeah. Getting after it.
Right. And you remember Willy Wonka? That contest they had on the way? Well, Chick-fil-A is holding a Willy Wonka-style contest where if you're lucky enough to get the gold beverage cup, you could win an entree a week for an entire year. If you're at a Chick-fil-A.
It's a good idea.
What's the nearest one? The airport at the DIA?
Pass? That sounds right. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big Chick-fil-A guy.
I'm not either. I agree with you. I ate there once. It's just like, what's all the hype over?
they get their sauces down, but I'm not.
Yeah.
The chicken's fine. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Teachers say someone forgets their lunch 10 times more often on this day than any other.
Friday.
Monday.
Yeah. That makes more
sense. It's Monday. And people who read books, James, live an average of 2 years longer than anyone else.
All right.
You might live 2 years longer than I do.
That'd be cool, I guess.
All right.
I don't know if I'll get to 115, but...
Keep reading, James. You might make it. You never know.
Never know.
All right. James got Swap Shop next hour. It's Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930. KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news.